loved it. Florida was marvelous. Cuba, well, just bueno, bueno, that's all. Yeah. I met all of Ricky's family. And guess what, Carolyn? I learned how to do the cha-cha-cha. Took lessons at the hotel. No, it wasn't too expensive. It came to about $10 a cha. Well, it's sort of like the rumba, only you do a lot more, with them. And then there are two or three times that you
Hi, Mommy. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, just a minute. Carolyn, I got to run now. I'll call you back later. Okay, dear, bye. Oh, I'm just dancing, honey. Hi, sweetheart. Well, now, were you a good boy this afternoon?
Oh, he was just a doll. He and Uncle Fred have been playing cowboys and Indians.
Well, listen, if you got this thing unpacked, I'll put it down in the basement.
Oh, Fred.
Well, what's so funny?
Isn't he cute? That's the way he used to look when he had hair.
Here, cowboy, you better put that back in the wigwam.
Go on, honey. You can take that anytime, Fred. I finished unpacking before I went to the PTA meeting.
Come on, give me a hand, will you, Ethel?
What's the matter? Can't you handle it by yourself?
No, I can't handle it by myself.
Why not?
Because when I lost my hair, I lost my strength.
Well, if you expect me to help you, you just lost your mind.
Hi. Hi, Fred.
Hi. Oh, hi, Rick.
Hi, honey.
Hi, hey, Rick, will you help me put this thing down in the basement?
Why, sure, Fred.
Come on, grab a hold. Thank you.
Where's little Ricky?
Oh, he'll be out in a minute. Honey, here's Daddy.
Hi, partner.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
Hey, honey, hurry back, will you? Because I want to tell you all about the PTA meeting. We made some wonderful plans.
No, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not what?
I am not going to cook Spanish food for 800 people at another school bazaar again.
Well, it's not a bazaar. It's a pageant, and it's called the Enchanted Forest.
Oh, oh.
Little Ricky's gonna be in it.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
What's he gonna do?
I don't know. They haven't assigned the parts yet.
Well, if
they haven't assigned the parts, how do you know that he's gonna be in it?
Well, it's being presented by the kindergarten and the first and second grades. He's bound to be in it.
Oh, I see.
In fact, I assume little Ricky will have the star part.
And why do you assume that he's gonna have the star part?
Well, my goodness, it's perfectly obvious to me that little Ricky has much more talent than any other child in the school.
It should also be obvious to you that there are a lot of other talented children in school and that their families probably still feel exactly the same way.
Well, honey, it's only right that the most talented child get the biggest role. Now, it isn't fair to our son to give him a stale, unimportant little part.
Now, Lucy, listen to me. Hey, Ricky, wouldn't you like to go into your room and play with your trains?
No, Daddy, I like to stay here.
Oh. Well, will you do it as a favor to Daddy?
Okay.
Thank you, partner.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'll see you in a minute.
Lucy, we know that the child is talented, but that is not the point. It is much more important that he learns how to cooperate and to become a part of a group than it is for him to be the center of attention.
Well...
No, really, we don't want him to think that the world revolves around him. We want him to learn that there are other people that count, too.
You know something, honey? You're absolutely right. You know, you're a regular Cuban Dr. Spock.
Well, thank you. Then it's all settled, huh?
Yeah, it's all settled, baby.
Okay. Come on, Fred, let's get this thing downstairs.
What, already?
Yeah, children sure love to have a snack when they come home from school in the afternoon.
Kids never seem to get full.
No.
I guess they burn up a lot of energy playing.
Yeah.
Well, I burn up a lot of energy eating.
Yeah.
Hi, Mommy.
Well,
hi, sweetheart. Look at those rosy cheeks. I bet it was cold outside today.
My sandwich! Where's my sandwich?
Oh, for heaven's sake. Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry. There we are. Honey, did you have a good time in school today?
No.
No?
No.
Gee, it reminds me of my school days.
Well, honey, what happened?
It's the old pageant.
What about the pageant? Didn't the teacher give you a part?
Yes.
Well, then why the long face?
She just wanted to give me a little part.
Well, now, I think that's fine.
I don't.
Why not?
I don't want to stay a little part.
Oh, dear, you don't?
I should get a big part. I've got talent.
Well, now, whoever told you that?
You did.
Where are you going?
I think I hear my mother calling me.
Little Ricky, darling, I want to have a talk with you. Now, listen, honey. Even though you might want to have a big part in the pageant, you must realize that the other little boys and girls in the school want to have a big part, too. Now, the main thing is to make the pageant a success, isn't it? So, honey, it's much more important for you to cooperate and be a member of the group than it is to be the center of attention. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, Mommy.
Good. Now, tomorrow, when you go to school, I want you to tell your teacher that you'll be very happy to accept that stale, that nice little part in the pageant. Okay?
Okay, Mommy.
All right, sweetheart.
Playing some bridge tonight.
Oh, sorry, honey. Ricky has to go to a father's meeting at school.
Oh.
And say, the last time we played bridge, you said you'd never want to play with me again. What happened?
Our television set's broken.
Stranded, eh?
Hi.
Hi.
Honey, I'll be back about 8:30 or 9.
Okay.
What's the meeting for, Rick?
Well, it's a school pageant, you know.
Yeah, well, the parents are going to take part in it, too, and the fathers are getting their assignments tonight.
Yeah, they'll probably want me to produce and direct the whole thing.
Gee, it sounds like a big job.
Yes, I guess it'll be, but, you know, it's one of the things that they ask you to do that you have to do, you know.
Well, I'm very proud of you, dear. You're such a good father.
It's nothing, honey. It's a community project. And everyone should be proud and glad to do their part.
That's right, dear.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Oh, boy, you're married to a wonderful guy.
Yeah. Hey, how about playing some three-handed bridge?
Okay, I'll go get the dummy.
That meeting's taking longer than Ricky figured.
Well, you know Ricky. When he's in charge of something, time means nothing.
Mira, que quieren cosas la gente. Después de ofrecerle uno que voy a hacer lo que quieren que haga allí, que lo voy a producir, a dirigirlo, eso no me lo dan a mí nada.
Honey, what's wrong?
I'll tell you what's wrong.
What?
You know who they picked to produce and direct the pageant?
Who?
Clifford Terry.
Clifford Terry?
Yeah. He's not even in show business. He runs an orange juice stand.
Why'd they ever pick him?
Because during intermission, he's gonna give them free orange juice. That's why they ever picked him.
What are you gonna be, his assistant?
No.
His assistant's assistant?
No. You know what they want me to do?
What?
They want me to be an actor with all the little kids in the Enchanted Forest.
Well, honey, that doesn't sound so bad. It's probably a big role. What part are you going to play?
A hollow tree.
A hollow tree?
A hollow tree. Eso es lo que quieren que yo haga. Un actor como ir pasando un hollow tree. Eso es lo que quieren que haga yo ya.
The only father in the whole school that is in show business, and they want me to play a hollow tree. Mira que tienen cosas. I got a good mind to tell them that I don't want anything to do with the whole school pageant.
You woke me up.
Oh, I'm sorry, son. I'm sorry I shouted so loud.
Daddy.
What?
Why don't you want to be a tree?
Oh, well, I'm a performer. I've been in show business since I was a...
I think you should be a tree.
You do?
Uh-huh. It's more important to cooperate than to be the son of a peasant.
You're right, son. You're absolutely right. I'll be a tree.
Oh, boy! Daddy's gonna be a tree! Daddy's gonna be a tree!
Well, I guess he taught you a lesson. Just because you couldn't be the big cheese, you didn't want to play.
Don't you talk too much. Wait till you find out what they want you to do.
What?
You are going to be the old witch.
Oh, a hollow tree and an old witch. That's funny, huh?
And don't you two laugh either.
What do you mean?
Well, all the parents are busy in the production and direction end of this extravaganza. So I told them that you two would be very happy to take a part.
Oh.
Oh, no. What'd they pick out for me?
Oh, they got a dilly for you. You're gonna be a frog.
Freddy the frog. Oh, that's really funny.
And you, Ethel, are gonna be the fairy princess.
Oh.
Well, if there's anything funnier than me being a frog, it's you being a fairy princess.
She's a fairy princess and I'm a witch.
Now, look there. Remember, you have to cooperate with a group.
I don't mind cooperating, but this casting is ridiculous.
Just what do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing personal, Ethel, but anyone can see you look more like a witch than I do.
Well, I'm glad you didn't get personal.
Look, it's really purely a matter of economics.
What do you mean?
Well, they want to use the costume that they used last year for the fairy princess. And Ethel happens to fit it perfect.
Oh, yeah, last year I remember Jimmy Wilson's mother was a fairy princess. And, oh, she's a... Oh, you fit it perfect. Say, that bus got you home kind of early today, didn't it? Hey, what's this? Oh, what have you been doing? A note from the teacher. Ah, dear Mrs. Ricardo, the child who was to have played the lead in the pageant can't do it because his parents feel the part is too big and he can't memorize all the lines. If you think your son can handle it, we'd like him to play the lead. Isn't that wonderful?
Wait a minute, honey. Who are you calling?
I'm going to call his teacher and tell her we'd be delighted to have Ricky play the lead.
Now, wait a minute, honey. I don't know whether he can handle a lead. He's just a little boy.
Honey, he's got show business in his blood. You can handle the lead, can't you, honey?
Sure, Mommy.
Sure. Hello? Hello, Miss Pringle. This is Mrs. Ricardo. Yes, we just read your note, and we'd like to tell you that we'd be delighted to have Ricky play the lead. Yes. Well, thank you very much. Bye.
Mommy.
What, sweetheart?
What's the lead?
Oh, dear. What's a lead?
Come on, partner. It's time to go to bed.
Oh, not yet, dear. I want him to rehearse his lines just once more.
Oh, how's he doing?
Fine. By tomorrow night, he's going to be perfect. Now, honey, let's show Daddy. Little Susie says, sometime, wouldn't you like to visit the Enchanted Forest, Billy? Come on, now, you remember, honey. All you do is nod. That's right.
Lucy, I don't know, dear. This is an awfully big part for a little fellow. I don't think we can expect him to memorize the whole thing in a couple of days.
Oh, now, honey, don't worry. He'll remember them all right.
Now, suppose that he doesn't remember them all right.
Well, so what can happen? There'll always be one of us, you or me or Fred or Ethel, close by to help him. Now, don't worry about it. Now, little Ricky, this is the end. Susie is sitting there reading the book about the Enchanted Forest. And she comes to the end of the story. What do we do?
And after the mean old witch recited the code of the Enchanted Forest, the fairy princess waved her wand, and there was dancing and singing, and everyone lived happily ever after. Sometime, wouldn't you like to visit the Enchanted Forest, Billy? I said, sometime, wouldn't you like to visit the Enchanted Forest, Billy? Good. Maybe if we go right to sleep, we'll visit the enchanted forest in our dreams.
Children?
Hello. You must be Hippity Hoppity.
That's right. What's your name, little girl?
I'm Susie Brown, and this is my brother.
Well, hello, young fellow. What's your name?
My name is, my name is,
sure, but there's one thing you gotta be careful about.
You mean the witch?
Yes, because she doesn't like little children. So you've got to hide behind the magic tree when you see her. Then you'll be safe.
We'll remember. Thanks for telling us, Hippity.
You're welcome.
What's that?
Why, those are our friends, the three wise owls. Thank you.
Do you know who I am, little boy? I say, do you know who I am?
Sure, you're my mommy.
Well, you are the witch.
But I'm not the witch, I'm Betty Brown.
If you're not going to come with me, then I'm going to take you with me.
Oh, Princess Mary Princess.
Do not be frightened, little children. Nothing can harm you now that I am here.
Ah!
Run to the frog. And now, so that the witch cannot harm little children anymore, I'm going to wave my magic wand and banish her from the enchanted forest forever. Vanish, oh, witch! Vanish! Witch has been banished, we can all live in the enchanted forest happily ever after.
Can the witch ever come back?
Only if she promises to start loving little children instead of hating them. And she must be a good witch and live by the code of the enchanted forest.
Give her another chance, fairy princess. Yes, please give her another chance.
Yeah, why don't you give the kid a break?
All right. If it will make you all happy. Reappear, reappear, return no
return. What do you want?
We may let you stay.
Oh, let me stay, fairy princess, let me stay.
Only if you promise to be a good witch.
I promise to be a good witch.
And you have to start loving little children?
I will.
And you have to recite the code of the enchanted forest.
I will, I will, I will.
Come, gnomes, come, buddy.
Oh, come on, come everybody.
Gather round.
Come on, everybody.
All right.
I promise to be good and kind and gentle and to love little children and all the birds and trees and the flowers and the animals. And I promise to, I promise to,
Promise to laugh and sing and spread joy and hopping.
Oh, thanks, dear.
I promise to laugh and sing and spread joy and happiness. And I promise never to cast an evil spell as long as I live.
And now, let there be dancing and singing.
Week sponsor, Instant Sanka, another fine coffee from General Foods. I Love Lucy, starring Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz, was brought to you by New Lilt, the only home permanent with squeeze bottle magic, the fastest, easiest home permanent ever. Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.